First off, these ladies' ages.
Being 92 and the baby being 79 and the middle 82, you know, I pray every day that we'd be able to keep them.
Amelia Valdez is describing Los Tesoros. Rita Vidaurri, Beatriz Llamas, and Blanca Rodriguez were singers who each were superstars in many parts of the world.
Singing with Cantinflas in Mexico, traveling all over the world, one of the first women to ever sing at Madison Square Garden.
Their careers date back as far as the 1940s, and they hit the road to Cuba, Mexico, Costa Rica, and Colombia back in a time when women just didn't do that.
Back in the days, they were competing against each other, and now they come together as one group, which is Los Tesoros.
Another superstar, Lydia Mendoza, suggested they get together to sing, and for the past 11 years, they have, off and on. They've just completed a second CD of music and are performing this weekend at the Esperanza Peace and Justice Center.
Que rosas tan encendidas.
They'll be here Saturday, accompanying them with about 9 musicians, harp, guitarrón, a trumpet, violins. It's like an orchestra. So they'll be here Saturday at 6, and then Sunday they'll be here at 3.
These women didn't become stars by being shrinking violets. They were fiercely talented.
They sing from the heart. Very confident that women like this have such great voices.
All three of Los Tesoros have West Side roots, a fact they're very proud of. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.